Welcome to Question Marks. Before we get started today, I wanted to talk to you about the Omaha Supernovas. As they say, it's pro time, Nebraska. The Supernovas are a Major League Volleyball team. They've exploded onto the scene. I'm talking record-breaking crowds, maybe like the best fan experience I've ever had at any event in Omaha. So yeah, go out and witness some world-class talent at the CHI Health Center in downtown Omaha. Great place for friends, great place for families. I'm out there quite a bit. I know my friends are out there quite a bit, so hopefully we can see you there. All you need to do to witness history is secure your single match tickets today at supernovas.com. Again, that's supernovas.com. All right, now let's get started with the show.
This is Question Marks. I'm Grayson.
I'm Rob.
My father.
I'm Cam.
I'm Elliot.
And this is about people.
I love you. Bye.
What is something that is common for humans now, but you can't quite wrap your head around? For me, it's the fact, I think we might have talked about this on the pod once, it's the fact that people can FaceTime each other in, like, real time from anywhere, really, in the world. Like, we started from dirt, sticks, mud, trees, water, and now we can, I can see Elliot's face in real time if I'm in a different state just talking to him.
Sticks? We evolved sticks. From sticks?
We didn't evolve, but like the earth, you know, the stuff we had, first the tools we had were sticks, rocks.
No, if, like if Grayson wanted to see me, he'd throw a stick at me. I'd turn around and then
be
modern technology. Yeah. Okay. No, it's just crazy. Like we started from nothing and now I have a device in my hand that I can see a person's face in real time and have a conversation with in Denmark, you know. Ridiculous. I think that's something I can't wrap my head around how it works and I'm not smart enough to. I'm sure someone understands it.
Somebody made it.
Yeah, someone has to understand it.
At least one person.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like you're saying, these signals are being flown through the air. They're invisible, and they're traveling at light speed, you know? Come on. Mm-hmm. I don't get it at all.
I'll jump in just so I get mine stolen from me.
Nice.
It would be, like flight and also going to space on a rocket.
Like planes?
Planes
don't
rocket.
Make sense, yeah.
Right, this is the way it all happens.
Okay.
But also being able to get into space. And then the whole thing about the technology on some of those early space shuttles is no greater than what's in your current smartphone. Mm-hmm. You heard that?
I've heard that. Like an iPhone.
Like, that's crazy to me that that's a thing, right?
And yet people trusted that to take them to the new frontier.
Right. That's why the Mercury program and the Apollo program, just being a space geek, I mean, that's just kind of just the guts of those people.
It would make
people
a lot cooler.
Those guys, I mean, those guys literally were heroes. Yeah. Walk around. It's like, man, because the guts.
Now I imagine, this might be wrong completely, and I hope someone calls me out if it is, but I imagine spaceflight's kind of automated now. Like, you just sit in the rocket, and it takes off, and it gets you there, because you don't want to take any chances on, like, that, there's stuff you got to do.
That's the goal.
That's the dream.
It is that you don't, that's the computer so smart that it will take you out and bring you back is the more important part.
Back in the day, was that always the case?
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's the crazy part to me.
It was, you do, like, crazy slingshots around the moon, using gravity and stuff.
To get your speed up so you can get out of orbit.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
We're going to die. Like calculating that for you, which is kind of
and
nice.
The slingshot around moon thing is just ridiculous because it's like, okay, we could either die in space or we slingshot ourselves around the moon to get enough momentum from the moon's gravity to come back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay,
that's
cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's just like, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because back in the day, it was like, okay, you have to hit this switch at 5, 4, 3, 2, hit the switch afterburner. Now it's just automated. You know, I'll go next. Mine would be flight or the ability to get into space.
Such an original thought.
I honestly thought you were going to go with that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sorry.
Honestly, though, Rob, you show such contempt for the questions most of the time, and your ability to just like, I don't think I'm going to answer this one.
But this one I will answer. Birth.
Oh God!
I cannot wrap my head around a human growing inside a woman, and then the birth, the whole process. Yeah. I cannot.
Yeah, we just talked about this earlier today. It is an absurd process.
It's like, crazy. It's happened a couple times in the existence of the planet.
At least three times.
Three times. Okay. I didn't want to put an exact number because I thought it was right around there. But
it's close.
But it's just amazing that they can, I mean, if you think about it, just the whole process, I cannot wrap my head.
Pregnant women grow bones inside their body for the baby.
Oh, stop that.
See, now my head hurts.
I know. I saw that was released to me this week. Oh, I'm like, they're just completely making a whole nother skeleton inside themselves.
don't understand.
Welcome to the podcast with four guys.
Let us explain to you the miracle of childbirth.
It's so terrifying. I can't.
Every woman listening is like, you're an idiot.
Oh, man.
It's just dividing cells and stuff, you guys. Yeah. No big deal.
Simply. It's simply dividing cells.
Serious mitosis. See,
the beauty is here that is my wife is sitting in the room, and the look she just gave you.
I know. I'm not even looking.
Don't look at her. Do not look at her, because, yes. She was like, really? Just dividing cells? Really? It was kind of...
Famously, all it takes.
That's all it takes.
The old college try.
But even like how it happens, like your organ, like a woman's organs will move and reposition.
Exactly.
They could lose some organs in childbirth, which is terrifying.
Like, it's stunning, and I applaud every woman who goes through it.
Yeah.
Because I have to.
All right. Try not to earn too many points there, Rob.
All right, Elliot.
The first one I thought of, it's something that humans have been doing for an insanely long time, and I was worried.
Birth.
Yeah, interestingly enough. I wanted to qualify it because I thought we were going to like new advancements. So I think the very funny part of this is that we know all the science behind it, yet we still do it constantly because as we talk, we're all drinking right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we're basically just poisoning ourselves just a little bit.
Ooh, I love a mild poisoning for sure.
You're like, hey, there you want to
spice it up?
Hey, boys, want to go out Friday night, poison ourselves just a little bit, just so it throws off our equilibrium and our inhibitions are not there anymore? Like, let's get poisoned. I think that's just a wild concept.
Are you pro or con this idea of poisoning?
I can step in for Elliot and say he's pro.
Yeah. I think everybody knows that I'm pro poison.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
We should start, like, when we go out, though, be like, hey, poison tonight? Be like, yeah.
I'm so down for that, dude. Can't wait to get so poisoned tomorrow.
Speaking of, what's the word on this beer we're drinking?
Oh, this is a...
Word on the can itself?
This is a silly little poison that we picked up from the gas station. It's a craft poison, and it's called Coors Light.
I don't know how they do this, but these mountains on the can.
The mountains are blue.
Mine are,
Which are pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
But then later, the mountain will be white, and I don't get that. As something of a science man myself, it perplexes even me. So
even Elliot is.
But yeah, it's a nice. It's lagered. It's filtered. It's packaged. It's cold. You know, it's cold. I think the funniest thing about Coors is that it's basically its entire brand recognition and its advertising campaign revolves around the beer being cold, which is something that can really be achieved with any beer nowadays with modern technology because we have refrigerators.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought you were gonna say we're drinking Coors Light. And that would have been it, but I'm glad you went into this whole big spiel, because Coors deserves some recognition.
Yeah, I didn't really know I had it in me.
He so led with it. The poison we're drinking.
Well,
so the recognition, I don't know.
Well, Coors, if you're listening, just don't listen to that part.
I have a funny anecdote about Coors.
You have an anecdote
about
Coors?
I was in Golden, Colorado, which is where they birth it, you know? And
where they birth all the poison.
I went to this bar, I think it was like... Deuces Wild or Aces. It was some kind of card name, whatever. And it was just a general dive bar in Golden. And I walked in and I said, give me a Bud Light. Record stopped. Like, it was that.
What?
And like, everybody in the bar turned. I'm like, yeah. And a shot of Fireball. And they're like, oh, this guy's okay. Like, if you're ever in Golden, Colorado, drink Coors.
You don't belong here.
Only
we'll
Coors.
Toss you down the side of the mountain. Yeah.
Well, we went to Coors Field to watch a baseball game, and they were serving Budweiser.
That's weird.
Instead That's outrageous.
Of yeah, I mean, they probably had Coors, too, but we said we want a beer, and we got Budweiser. And they just gave us Budweiser. I was like, it was that whole thing. I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, contractually obligated. Right, it's the only thing we have here.
I think it was a rebel... beer vendor.
He's like,
well, I think they're just probably like, stick it to the man. Exactly. These guys are from out of state. Give them a Bud, you know?
That could have been it.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Red, what generation should you have been born in? People always say, oh, I was born in the wrong generation. Well, what generation should you have been born in then? I ask myself. I say the Renaissance.
Is it because of the clothes?
Yeah, mostly. No, it's more of the whole, they questioned everything, and it wasn't like, we say we question everything now, we don't really. We just get on sides of things and yell at each other. Like, everyone, from what we've learned, I wasn't there, obviously, everyone seemed to be just be skeptical of everything, but in the best way, where it was like, okay, I don't necessarily believe this, but what's the actual answer, you know? And I feel like I would have thrived in a time like that, or maybe not thrived, I would have just felt more at home in a time like that.
Think of how many clothes you'd have to wear, though. Like, just it like, seems like a
well,
lot.
You
think
get,
of
well, you get pieces.
Yeah.
You only have to buy, like, three outfits. you got a day outfit, a night outfit, and, like, a fancy outfit. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Then, sure, it's a lot of clothes you got
to
wear.
You have to wear all three of them the same day.
Well, yeah, but, you know, consistency. You don't have to make that decision every day.
Also, like, the probability of you obtaining an education among all the other, you know.
I'm a straight white man, so it's still a chance.
You're right. But, like, so was, you know, half of the European population at that point.
I just think the Renaissance would have been a cool time to grow.
I like it.
Honestly.
Like it.
Plus, like, what if you were friends with Da Vinci?
Like, you and Voltaire just vibing?
Yeah, what if, yeah. I don't know if that would worked out.
Like, but. Da Vinci? So, if you give him some ideas, and say, hey.
What if I was, like, you know.
Leo.
Like, what if I was his smoking buddy? You know, sitting there just throwing.
You're saying, I got. There's a guy I know in a few hundred years. He's going to say the most amazing thing is flight and going to space. Leo, is there any way you can make that happen? Is that what you would tell Da Vinci?
That's some weird umbrella type of spinny thing we call a helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter thing he came up with.
I know.
Which
yeah,
is the crazy thing.
That was
I don't
my
know
first
if he came
thought.
Up with
like,
rocket. Ooh. I might be missing this whole thing you're going off on, Dad. But like
space.
Space, you're just flight. Always in
Da Vinci
space.
Was no
space.
Da Vinci was a big. See, he was a proponent of flight.
Hey, so I would look at his sketch of a helicopter.
No, you would give him the idea.
I would look at his sketch and be like, "So this is going to get you in the air. What about past the air?"
There you go.
And I'd be like, "There's space there rockets.
Have you ever tried lighting yourself on fire?
And also
to get to the next height.
There you go.
I'm also simply. I don't think I would teleport there. I would have been born. In the Renaissance.
Oh.
So I wouldn't know that space flight existed.
Okay, so that's
but,
different.
You know, we could go whole so never thing mind. About how it would shape my personality, but we won't. I just think the Renaissance has been cool for me to live in.
Gosh. I think my parents tell me that I have, like, an old soul constantly, but I mm-hmm. think it's mostly revolving around my music taste because, like, I really like soul music and, like, Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you were Bach and Beethoven and Mozart.
No, not quite that. Not okay. Not that old.
The
not that old.
Not my yeah. contemporaries.
Yeah. But I just don't think I would fit in that era that much. However, I think I was born maybe like, I don't know, 5 years too early. Sorry.
Okay. I was actually thinking about this. Let's think about this too.
5 years too late.
Oh, too late.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't want to be 5 years from, you know.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah. People 5 years younger than me. Ah, no. Sorry. I don't care for your generation and your TikTok.
And it sounds kind of bad, but my thought was like, you know, I feel like I remember things being a little better 10 years ago, you know? I wish I was a little older back then.
I got asked an icebreaker at work today, and they were like, what was your favorite decade? And, like, a lot of people said the 80s because they're like, my parents really liked the 80s and romanticized the 80s. And I was like, okay, I want the 2010s. I was happy in the 2010s. Put me back.
Anything before you were 22, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Because 22 is?
Ass.
I ass.
No, I think like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years before my time would have been nice because then I still would have gotten the benefits of modern technology. But my curmudgeon-y distaste of social media and, like, all that might have been, I just fit in a little bit better.
We could have been buddies.
We could have.
There you go. How about that?
But now,
in another life,
enemies.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, enemies. Cam, what about you? When should you have been born?
I think just because I'm a product of my parents that I would be...
Oh, sorry, Rob. Did
Who
I get
isn't?
You on that one? Yeah.
No, but like,
well, obviously,
I know, but I think it's just because of that. I think I would have done really well in the like birthed in the 60s and then got my comeuppance in the 70s. 1970s.
What would your comeuppance been?
Just being alive and having a good time doing what I would have
the Cold War
would have done in the 70s.
You want to be me, don't you?
No. That's not a lot of pressure. I don't need that.
Okay. Because I was born in the 60s, yeah. And I come up
with I've got a perfect amount of pressure where I'm at right now.
Okay.
But I think I just would have been all right there. But that's only, you know, you know, knowing the stories and things from my parents and how they lived, and then them sharing their music and their stories and all their experiences with me, with their tales of life, you know? So I think I would have had a good time. Not sure if I should have existed any other time, but I think that would be a good time to be.
Okay.
If I had to choose another place besides current, then
would you pick current over that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick current over Renaissance, mostly because I want to live past 30. Anyway.
Yeah. Modern medicine.
Yeah. Dysentery isn't
a lot of red meat.
Well, yeah.
And along those lines, I cannot pick anything where there's not indoor plumbing.
Well, I mean, because that would be adventurous enough.
Well, I'm just saying, because that would just be.
Okay, so what's your answer then?
Well,
it's your turn, surprisingly enough.
I would actually say the Industrial Revolution, like late 1800s.
Yes. Send the kids to work.
Like, indoor, that's not plumbing, happening now.
Indoor plumbing wasn't, right, you know, per se, the most popular thing.
Well, no,
he's
but
assuming
it's
he'll be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. No, it was much more. It was more popular. We're moving into electricity. We
those
electricity.
Ladies in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory really
oh,
pumped
no.
up your revenue.
Oh no.
Well, there's always that's always going to happen.
It's a disaster.
So anyway, a lot of people romanticize, say, the Greatest Generation, like being alive during the like my
World
folks.
War II people. Right.
Well, yeah, but more than that, like my folks. But the thing is, I mean, the things they went through. Hideous,
yeah.
Just absolutely hideous. And it towards the second part or third part of their lives is the Cold War. I mean, that to me is still the most terrifying time we've ever lived in. You know, it just is just my that's when I lived. And then you think World War II, the whole world was just fractured and ripping apart, and we were so close to just going to complete annihilation. It's scary when you dig into it how close we were. So I don't think I would want to live during that. So I think I would like to. That Industrial Revolution, yes, I mean, there was obviously a lot of bad side,
yeah.
But we were making leaps and bounds like we are now. Mm-hmm. We're making leaps and bounds as far as technology going. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the automobile, electricity, so light, and so you had power, telephones. It was just like, it was going and going and going. We were inventing it just so fast. I think that would have been fascinating to be part of, just say, what's new now? And like I said, that's what is happening now.
So do you think, this is something that always interests me, is the cycle of humanity. Like, it seems like we experience similar things every 100 years, you know? And that was a big thing during COVID, was like, oh, okay, COVID hit in 2020, there was the Spanish flu in 1920,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All that stuff. But we had the Industrial Revolution. Do you think now would be called, like, the Tech Revolution? Do you think we're actually living in a period of time that is the case?
Yeah, no question. Gotcha. And I don't know where it ends. I don't know if it ends to a part where AI gets so prevalent that it outpaces humankind, which it already has.
If you see Terminator, right?
Well, that's theoretically,
there you go. Yeah.
Not theoretically, actually, like, you know, in practice, technological advancements increase exponentially, no matter what.
Oh, it's, well, technology doubles every year.
Yeah.
On what it is already. Is this something I learned from, or doubles every, like, couple years maybe, something I learned from in Texas from a cybersecurity guy, and he said that he would not be surprised by the end of his life, he was 45 at the time, would not be surprised at the end of his life if we could live forever through technology or like
that,
natural
Bill.
Life, you know, it's just that's crazy to think about how fast that could progress because we're not even close to cracking that now.
Well, we went to listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson talk,
yeah.
And he actually said something along these lines. He said technology does advance, and then we have to catch up to it.
It's on an exponential curve, as Elliot was saying.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's
so
like everyone
happens, and then we have to figure out how to catch up to it. We adjust and we adapt it, and then we get it. But then it leaps ahead, further. And then, well, damn it, we got to adjust and adapt and catch up to it.
That was
again.
Cool because he was defending modern technology against like an older gentleman.
An older
who
said,
against,
I don't have a computer,
yeah,
like, I don't have, yeah.
He was like, oh, do you think people are moving too fast with all these phones and social medias and stuff? And Neil deGrasse Tyson goes, literally anywhere in the last 100 years, you could find someone who said that.
Yep.
That technology is moving too quickly.
Yep.
But the next generation will just be born into that technology. So it'll
and
be
that's just a comment
natural.
Based out of fear, I think.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
is.
Like
yeah.
My dad just got a cell phone last year. Okay. First time he's ever hands-on experienced the internet in his hand. And he's very nervous about it because he doesn't want to click on the wrong thing and, you know, get viruses or you know whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's been very leery. I like, you know, hey dad, let's FaceTime or whatever, and he has to download an app in order for that to happen because he doesn't have Facebook, so okay, I can't just call him with my phone
right
FaceTime. But he's like, no, hey man, I'm not going to download that. I'm still taking it real slow. I'm like, Dad, I'm not going to send you anything that's not proper. Like, I'm not trying to get you. I'm not trying to get you. Everybody else in the world is trying to get you. You got to be scared of everybody.
I'm the one guy not trying to get you.
I'm the only dude. But he's still like, I'm taking it at my own pace, man. And it's like, it's just a fear of the unknown, I suppose, I guess, at that point. But if you're born into it, then you're like, oh, I understand. So you just get it right away.
Yeah. That was Neil deGrasse Tyson's thing, is like, their brain moves that fast now. Yeah. It's just the crazy thing. But, okay. What do you think is one of the biggest contradictions you see in humanity today? I'm going to go with politics. And I think it's funny because I know some of you can't comment on this. I think it's funny that there's so strict alignments on, like, what is, like, let's say pro-life is a funny thing to me. It's like pro-life is very strictly on one side of the political spectrum. And there's people who believe pro-life who are on different sides. And those people are people who can float in the middle are cool to me. But whoever aligns themselves with strictly a political party and what they say, I think that's funny because they're just begging into contributions, like, or contradictions, like pro-life until they're born. You know, that's kind of my thing. It's kind of crazy, not to get all deep on y'all, but.
A very, very,
yeah,
it's a something famous example that happened like yesterday.
I've been thinking about all this stuff lately, especially is like, okay, what does it actually mean when you say you're pro-life? What does it actually mean when you say, you know, you think that war is justified even? Like, it's just, I think there's a lot of contradictions out there in politics that we don't see through as easily as we should sometimes. And I think it's kind of crazy. I like that people, some people float in the middle. Will be like, they can believe that abortion is wrong, but still, you know, they line up with that all the way through, or they believe abortion is right, but they line up with that all the way through. I think it's interesting that that doesn't happen on a larger scale.
I think it's annoying that you knew what question was going to be asked, so you took my favorite answer.
I took the easiest answer, I think, maybe. But and also, maybe the most awkward one.
That's your favorite answer?
Go ahead.
And mine is just completely bizarre.
Okay, probably good.
Name, image, likeness.
Oh, go for it.
Go off. Go off.
NIL.
I don't know.
I'm not going to go off. No, I'm just, I am not. I just think it's been interesting that over time that there's so many universities that make a lot of money off of athletes and have said, okay, you're just strictly amateur. And then also some sports, I guess it's sports in general. It's not necessarily NIL, but in the Olympics, some sports you can have professional athletes, some you can't. They have to be strictly amateur. To me, that's a tremendous contradiction. It's like either all in or all out, one or the other. Choose it. And the NIL, you know, if a university say, okay, you're not going to let your athletes individually make or, you know, capitalize on their person, then you can't either.
Seems easy enough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just that's what I'm saying. It does.
It does seem easy enough, doesn't it?
That's the contradiction. Yeah. The Olympics is the main one for me. I was using the NIL as a setup for the Olympics. The Olympics, I just don't get why it should be all amateur or everybody on the planet should be able to be.
Should be all professional, yeah.
Right. Just whoever is the best, be the best and say we're going to have a championship of athletes and we'll just put it on the Olympic, you know, the five rings. So,
alternatively,
we got to show up and get our golds, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
So we got to stack the deck in our favor.
In our favor, yeah. The dream teams.
Yep. I want to make this clear that I'm only half kidding. But alternatively to your own idea, I'm only half kidding on this. Is what if there's like a juiced up Olympics?
It's like everything, anything goes.
I think like baseball. And I'm sorry if you're a baseball fan. It has been slowly dying for the last couple of years. Let them roid up.
Wow.
I mean, the health benefits
are
bad.
That is so dystopian.
It's bad.
That is so we're going to sacrifice the humans for our enjoyment.
It's not sacrificing. They do it anyway, you know? Just let them be more blatant about it.
I mean, the game's got to get more exciting.
Let's get
somehow,
some entertainment. Right? Let's shorten
the
game.
That Rocky IV didn't have you on the edge of your seat. Like, come on.
Which one was that? Was that the I Must Break You one?
Yeah, Ivan Drago, who
yeah,
is
Drago,
just
a genius.
And I want to make one thing very, very clear. Don't go roid yourself up. I'm not promoting that. But if people are going to do it anyway,
let's
just
capitalize on it.
Let's make it the best possible spectacle there is, you know?
Let's monetize them.
There you go. Well, we're doing that, yeah. I say there's other ways you can make it more interesting.
It was more of a side tangent, not even close to your point, but.
Because the tranquilizer dart, I think, is tremendously underused.
Underused, yes.
Yeah,
through history.
Yeah, in football, you should give each team one tranquilizer dart. They can use it whenever, but only once during the game. So if someone's breaking loose for a touchdown, you get a tranquilizer dart.
But you get an extra one for overtime.
Oh, see, yes. Now I don't know. I don't know. Like in basketball, here's
they reset the timeouts.
Here's a
your shooter has to take five shots before in overtime.
There you go. Okay, yeah, so they're like, I can't.
I want to throw a shout out to my dad for thank you for not letting me say the most awful thing on this question. So about roiding everyone up. We're like, oh, I think we should shoot people with tranquilizer darts in a sport event.
I'll stand by that.
Yeah. I'm like still really behind the whole having a bunch of Ivan Dragos out there. I think that'd be hilarious.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Kind of scary.
Hey, whatever happened to cloning? That just kind of fell off, didn't it?
Damn it. We don't talk about cloning enough.
Dolly? Wasn't it Dolly the sheep?
Yeah, if she didn't last too long.
Cloning,
but they
you
did
could talk
it,
cloning.
That's true, right?
I just don't know enough about the topic. Oh, I'm so interested about
Absolutely.
Cloning.
Absolutely. The clones will take over.
Well,
I think we're close to robots doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think robots have got us first. But robot clones? I don't know. Meet in the middle.
That's what I'm saying.
Meet in the middle.
It was just such a huge deal in like 97 or whenever that was. And then that was the only time we did a cloning thing and we just kind of stopped.
There was a successful clone made. And then
they're like, cool,
he didn't do anything except start a podcast with his dad.
Nice. Nice.
That was the best joke you've ever told, Elliot.
And you should be mad. He just called you a clone.
It was the best joke he's ever told.
That's what he's talking about this one.
I felt really good about
that. It was well delivered, too.
Better than being called a clown, I suppose, right?
That's true.
Better, maybe.
So I answered.
Yeah, I know. It's Cam or Elliot.
Cam, would you like me to repeat the question for you? I don't think you're going to get mine, so like you're not going to take mine.
I'm going to pick Cam to go first.
You meant I was not understanding it.
I don't think you'll understand mine. It's a little highbrow.
You'll never get this.
Well, this will be different.
Yeah. Should we Rochambeau for it?
No, Cam, go.
I'm going. contradictory things about humanity?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. See, look at
you
that.
Want me to repeat the question
look
again?
The memory on this guy.
What is the one of the biggest contradictions you see in humanity?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it, and this is just a weird one that I'm also guilty of, but, you know, the idea that we should help each other, but then I'll drive past that homeless guy on the side of the road and not throw money at him. But also, why would I whip quarters at a homeless guy? That just seems mean in general. But
you can just gently hand it to him.
I could. My window doesn't roll down, so I really had to, like, get it out
hook
there.
Shot over the other window.
No, but like, just that idea we should all help each other. But then I just don't know if I could trust those guys with signs that are standing next to the, you know, at the stoplight. Like, are they really, you know, because you heard all those stories about dudes with nice shoes that are out there standing.
We got shown a documentary in school about people who fake that.
Yeah.
God, that seems like a bad place to show that. Yeah.
That's why I don't give money to those guys. But I'll definitely go. I won't give money. But if somebody asks me for help, I'll try to give them what help I can.
Yeah.
Not monetarily, right? Okay. But just that. You know, everybody will drive by a guy for so long until he finally somebody gives him a dollar and he's like, cool. And he goes and gets in his BMW and drives away, you know,
for a dollar.
Well, yeah,
that's the documentary that Grayson saw. Yeah.
Did you write it?
Absolutely has zero.
Cam acted in it, actually. Yeah,
like I was the homeless guy. Yeah.
Typecast. No,
interesting enough, they did not give him a BMW.
He had some sweet shoes, though.
Anyway,
standing all day.
I think. And I've been really struggling with how to form this one, but security and privacy, I think in the last 20 years have been a hilariously misinterpreted and in contradictory subject, particularly among Americans. But I think it's spread, you know, to a global scale because we are so, I mean, especially in the last 5 or 6 years, like a large portion of the country has kind of switched to a more isolationist worldview because, you know, at one point we were being told that globalism is bad because we're losing our jobs in the United States to, mm-hmm. to countries in which we can, you know, our United States-based executives are, you know, taking our jobs and, you know, making a profit off of cheaper labor elsewhere. And so the aspect of, like, well, we want our nation to be secure and private, and we want all of that ourselves. And then you just turn around and like, yes, I think I will agree to these terms and conditions. I trust you, little app that I saw on
well,
Instagram.
Well, now you got the ask app not to track feature.
Yeah.
I had to study up on that,
yeah.
Which is interesting. I don't necessarily trust that.
Oh, right. Like what sort of legislation is enforcing that, you know?
Apple's own, yeah. Internal legislation right. Just from Apple.
I would have a follow-up question to that, but I don't understand what he just said.
App tracking transparency?
I get it. Yeah. See, it's a bit.
Yeah, I know. I biffed. I realized it later.
So you're not talking about like the Patriot Act kind of security where surveillance
it's
and
more,
the government
more personal security
giving up of your own information.
But also that's just a step further in the discussion and where like, you know, none of us felt safe after 9/11, so we're like, okay, yeah, we'll sacrifice some rights. Like straight up as a very transparent exchange.
But for the instant gratification.
Right,
like that's the whole thing. Like, I want it now, and that I'll do whatever to get whatever that.
Yeah,
that
we
thing
won't
is
be
now.
Attacked again.
Well, not that, but like, you'll sign it. Whatever, you'll accept the terms and conditions just because you want to do whatever allows
it
you.
Was,
to.
Yeah, it was the executive power analogy of accepting the terms and conditions without reading.
Exactly.
You know what? Also, because
then 15 years later, you're getting fucked by it.
I'm going to say this: they don't need the terms and conditions. Never to be, need to be as long as they are. Like they fill it up with just filler words and stuff.
Have you read them?
I've read a couple earlier in my times where I was like very worried about these things, but now it's like if you use Google once, it has all of your information forever, so it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
Sorry if
I'm pretty beaten down at this point.
So. Yeah, but no, like the terms and conditions, they fill with fill words that are too, I think they make it too long to read on purpose a little bit, you know. That might be a little bit of hot take there.
No, that's a,
but it is like,
I read something the other day about, woman who is a lawyer in like compliance and stuff like that, and she consistently reads all of the terms and conditions that she sees.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was like the entire like script of some book or something was just
for one of them
in the middle of the terms and conditions.
It's crazy.
Two questions. One, how do I get that job? What a great job to just read compliance and terms and wow.
That's wild that you want that job.
It's not.
It's a dull cry for help.
Yeah. It might be sarcasm. No, the other one, just, and this is a sidebar, Big Bang Theory, the TV show.
If you, okay. Not my book. Okay.
Not your book, yes. This is, it was your book about how you want to go out. I remember that one, yeah. if you watch the Big Bang Theory, the syndicated version of Chuck Lorre, I believe is his name, at the very end, there's a flash frame at the very end of the show. And it's basically a lot of times where you see just the copywriter. But if you freeze that flash frame, Chuck Lorre writes a diatribe on there. It's just kind of like,
really?
Yes, it's just kind of, it's sometimes it's only a couple lines long. Sometimes it's two or three paragraphs and it's just his free flowing thoughts. He's like, you know, I was just walking down to the cafeteria today and like I was going to get a ham and cheese sandwich. It is. And sometimes it's just completely, you know, inane. And other times it's just like slamming the government or whatever. So if we see the, I always freeze it on that. I try to freeze it like on that moment just to read it. Cause it's just fascinating.
It's wild.
It is.
I didn't even know that existed.
I know. The first time I saw it in my business, I tend to look for flash frames. If you're editing something, it's like
journalism is this business. If you're confused,
well, the television aspect of it. And all of a sudden you see like a looks like a jump cut. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It's a flash frame. It's only like two or three frames.
Or yeah, like, have you seen Fight Club? Whenever Tyler Durden pops up real quick for the first part of the movie, he just flashes in there.
Could you hear the crickets going in my head right now?
Sorry,
nobody.
Fight Club is about a guy.
I know. Hey, you can't talk about it.
That's good. Nice. Good callback.
You have seen it. All right.
I've seen enough of it to know the bit.
Everyone's heard that line.
Yes, the bit. Anyway, so if you watch the Big Bang, they're just freezing on that thing. It's Chuck Lorre. It's fun to watch. It's actually often more entertaining.
Cam, I liked your reference.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Same team.
Big Bang Theory doesn't sponsor us. I don't know why you're driving in all those views.
It did. He threw a book on it last week.
That's the actual theory.
If only I could read. I would love that book.
If only I could read.
Reading would be so cool.
So cool, man.
Well, okay. All right. What do you hope to be alive to see as far as advancements in life? I've gone first in every question, so I won't go unless there's
surviving
time.
Going through a black hole.
You want to see someone do it?
Obviously, I'd like to be that guy.
I don't think that's possible.
Thank you, but I would like to be alive to see that actually happen.
You're welcome. It's not possible. You're welcome. It is crazy.
And I think your dream is stupid, Rob.
Just recently. That's what I got.
I've heard that for more than 2 decades.
How old am I?
I was trying to do the math in my head. Yeah.
It is crazy that we just found out that the center of our galaxy, that we believe is the center of our galaxy or universe, is a supermassive black hole. That was just found out this week, right?
It's only last week, but only 26,000 light years away.
simply only 26,000 light years away. So,
and for the listener, a light year is about 6 trillion miles.
Just a brief jaunt.
just a hop, skip, and a walk. Yeah.
Just going out to get the paper. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Cam.
What do I want to see?
Oh, let me repeat the question here,
please,
real quick.
Yeah.
What do you hope to be alive to see?
Going at you today.
I don't know. What did I do? I was picking on Elliot all week.
Hey, what did you do?
What did I do?
14 straight episodes. You've been like, what was the question?
Oh, that's you're just beating me up that. Okay. I thought we had a thing here.
You didn't remember, did you?
Personal vendetta.
Reversal
vendetta. What was the problem?
What's your name again? Who are you?
Where am I? Can you come back to me? I haven't thought
I've
this one through
one.
Yet.
It's okay.
All right. What do you hope to be alive to see, Elliot?
Would be cool if we had some semblance of like social equality in the world, particularly the United States. Just because like I'm a realistic guy, I kind of live it fast, so I don't think I'm gonna be alive that long. But I would just love to see even just like a glimmer of improvement.
What does it look like?
It looks like you can see it in numbers. Like it looks like income distribution is, you know, not as heavily skewed as it has been since, you know, the French
Forever,
Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can see it in a lot of different ways, but you can also kind of just see it in the attitude of a country. And I think that'd be really cool.
Is it going to be like personal decisions that actually end up bringing that change, or is there like legislation or something you hope to see?
No, I think there's structural change in social programs that need to happen, and it's never going to happen unless, you know, we kind of don't let oligarchs make all of our decisions for us.
All right, I'm going to jump in then with my answer because it's on the same page. Okay. And this, I feel kind of awkward saying it. I hope that we figure out a way to do democracy better. As American, like the American government. And it would take literally a look at the Constitution to change it. Like it would be that drastic that I don't think it will happen in my lifetime, or America will fall before it happens, which is also a crazy thing to think about. But like, I think our government is outdated in the way it works and operates. And I think it's holding us back at the moment. And I would like to change that. Like, for instance, Dad's been giving me a weird look. Is like, what do you mean?
No, I'm just curious. What's wrong with democracy?
So,
what's, I mean,
no,
it's
not what's
ugly
wrong
thing.
With democracy. I'd like we democracy. Optimize our democracy.
Right. So what's wrong with it now? You want to change it. So
we don't have people don't have a say in laws in our country. We have a say in the people who create the laws.
Gotcha.
And that's wrong with me. And like, there's other countries
it's
that
not
have
a true democracy. Right. It's
for
not
me,
a true democracy.
And and there's no two ways to cut it. Is that the founding fathers were making those rules for a reason. They didn't want people to vote, everyone to vote on these laws for a reason. And now it just doesn't seem to apply to our, and I don't think it did back then necessarily. I think everyone maybe should have started with a vote from back in the day, because that was what America was all about, is, you know, everyone should have a say. But now, definitely, especially, I don't think people in Washington necessarily are more qualified to make the decisions than anyone else. And that might be because we're hiring poor people to go to Washington.
But. So you want to get rid of representative government?
I think there's a way for it. Like representative as far as like if you need immediate action, like if we're going to war, it would be tough to pull a whole nation in time. You know, there's functions that obviously make sense. But like if you're going to change a law or codify something that's in, you know, codify a law, that should definitely be up to the people.
But also something that becomes increasingly more likely and possible, plausible, with the continued advancement of technology.
It would, but it would
like
take a slow
pull an entire for the, nation
for the government to actually make that decision.
Oh yeah,
would no, have to be yeah. a restructuring of the Constitution, yeah. which is tough.
So you're not a firm believer in the constitutional amendment aspect where you can have a petition
that,
process.
I think we've all known for a while that the constitutional amendment process is broken.
In Nebraska, we have a unicameral.
Okay.
So we don't have the competitive, you know, House
well,
and Senate.
Allegedly.
Theoretically. It's a nonpartisan. Theoretically. But the other body of government, if you will, in Nebraska is the petition process. It's supposed to be the citizens.
See,
that's why it says on the Capitol, the salvation of the state lies in the watchfulness of the citizens.
But it's deliberately made that way, in my opinion, for that people have to go out of their way to change something.
Mm-hmm.
I think people...
You have to care.
It should be in people's rights to be able to establish something. Does that make sense? Because, like, okay, so petitioning requires... It means there's change coming.
you're petitioning to change.
Yes, you're
something.
Saying. If, correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying you have to take an active role to create something for your betterment right now, as opposed to what you want. You're saying it should be there anyway.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It should be in our system that people should vote on these things from the beginning.
Gotcha.
In my belief, and I hope that happens in my lifetime.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of you guys. That'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah, we can talk about this for.
No, I agree. Social equality. Yes.
Yep.
I think I said that like in season one, maybe did. Episode
and
two.
You brought a good point up about it was your soapbox thing. It's like I can't believe people are still, racist and bigoted. It just doesn't make it. Literally, does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that and everyone should have a vote. I think we're doing pretty good so far,
for the most part.
Did we buy you enough time, Cam?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Do you want the question mark?
Yes. What was the
question? What do you hope to be alive to see?
Like, I got it. I was going to go along the lines of something similar to that, but mostly, and I don't want to miss America this answer, but not world peace, but at least just get along, you guys. Can we all just get along, for Christ's sakes? Like, why is it so hard for the world to get along with each other?
Sorry, Cam, I have to ask, what does that look like?
It's very hard.
Like,
it's very difficult to do. But yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Greed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The things make sense, but why can't we just all get around it I guess my question. But I'd hope to see that. Or the rise of the machines would be cool. Let's do that.
Now,
just to be alive during it.
One of the times,
Well, my Roomba's killing me. You know what? Pretty cool.
Interesting that
death by Roomba.
Yeah.
Wow.
Turns out kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a clean killing.
Yeah.
Get out.
Sorry.
Get
nice.
Out.
That was a great.
I'm leaving. Yeah. Sorry. Oh.
Create a vacuum in the room. Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
that sucks. That sucks.
Stuck one in there.
Nice. Like father, like clone.
And the bit
boom!
Comes
had
out.
It again.
Got him.
It
comes in. Yes.
That's the new funniest thing you said on the podcast.
I think it's interesting that no one brought up we want to see aliens.
That was actually going to be my point to Cam's. Is that you said?
That would be the uniting factor,
right? That you said that, and I immediately was like, "Fuck yeah! I wish everything was like." It is in Star Trek because, like, in Star Trek, we've already gotten past all of that and we're on to the final frontier, which is space. And I know you guys roll your eyes at me, but it's true. Like, that was Gene Roddenberry's vision for the future, is that Earth had united because we made contact with an alien civilization and we were like, oh, shit. Well, we better start, going outward and doing this thing. And it just brought the world right in line.
I was going to say, I think... I rolled my eyes initially because it was another Star Trek reference, but
Star Trek is the best.
The arguments still sound where it's like, if an alien nation that was way stronger than us came, like how many people would just be like, yeah, our government means nothing, in comparison to what these guys are doing. I think that'd be crazy.
And then how many people would just start shooting at the sky?
See, it would go one of two ways. It'd be like craziness or unification.
Yeah.
But I was thinking Independence Day, because that seemed to be a world uniter as well, but a similar idea for sure.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah.
Instead of Vulcans,
Before we get away from aliens, because it segues into my next question, which is why I brought the counterpoint. One sentence, what do aliens think of humanity right now? I think they think, why'd they do that? Question mark quote.
Like, they're watching us, and they're like...
Let me explain the thought experiment, just so everyone's clear on this, is that there are Martians or whoever just observing us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're planning for something, maybe they're not. Maybe they're just wondering how we do. Yep, War of the Worlds. But they're just looking at us, they're studying us, they're studying our behaviors. They're studying our behaviors. They're... I don't know the word for that, but...
Okay, I've got it in a single sentence. There are a lot of multi-cell organisms on this planet. Let's just wait for the next one to develop intelligence.
So it's a biological, scientific view of it.
Well, it's just like, let's wait out the humans. They don't seem to have that
much
longer. What
if they're dumber than we are?
See, I've thought about this too. Everyone thinks aliens are going to visit us. I don't think we're necessarily that's this case. Maybe we visit them on accident.
Or maybe they're good at one thing, and that's space transportation.
Exactly. We get to space real good.
And then they come here, and they're like...
They pull a full Cam and Elliot.
Sorry, that was a bit. Sorry.
It'd be better if they came on a boat.
Hey, I would tell you, I would tell you which episode to listen to, but yeah, you just got to listen to them all to get that. And if you don't, I don't blame you.
So I would actually, mine is very close to yours, Grayson. Mine would be, why are they still doing that?
Yeah, there you go. That's another one.
You know, basically, just like, what, you know, we know that they, assuming that they're smarter and they're advanced.
Why are
like,
they still drinking poison?
So poison, yes. When it's so much easier to do whatever it is.
They started doing that so long ago. No.
Why are they still
didn't figure it out yet?
Why are they walking
no,
upright?
I think the interesting thing on our experience, is that I think that it would be funny if aliens were looking at us like a sports kind of thing, you know, like they're betting on our progress throughout the whole process, you know?
Oh, man.
And that's why I think it's funny. We're just be like, oh, but why did they do that? You know, it's like we went anti-progress for a little bit.
Oh, God, I took the under on the space race.
And then when you get, and then when one person gets so close to figuring that out, they're taken out.
Oh,
those are the aliens take them out. So it's like no one catches them.
No, what if it is like you know, not to get, this is just a pure hypothetical for anyone, but what if like the government just took out anyone who got close to anything crazy and the aliens are sitting there like, but we were just, you know, we were so close. The payout.
The tranquilizer dart.
Yeah. That doesn't sound that hypothetical,
that,
really.
See, I mean, that would be funny though. So the reason they came would be like, you ruined our bets.
Yeah, I did. Listen,
there's insurance.
We're gonna standardize you.
You can get insurance about that in gambling in Nebraska. It's called Paramutual of Omaha.
Insurance gambling?
Sorry,
and gambling insurance?
That was just a really bad dad joke.
Oh my God!
Paramutual.
I'm behind.
Omaha.
I'm behind, but it took me a second.
Cam got it.
Yeah, it took me a second. I've been behind on both of them today.
I'd like to opt out of this joke.
And you have successfully
Fair
done
enough.
So.
Yep. One person can opt out. You're stuck, Grayson. Yeah, sorry.
All right, Cam.
If
hold on. In a sentence.
This is gonna haunt you. It's
brutal. In a sentence, what do aliens think of humanity?
I'm gonna do two sentences.
Do I need to repeat it?
If they're advanced and they come to us like, ah, I like that. And if we find them, they're like, ah, because we're bigger than them, probably.
So your sentence is one word with an exclamation, two exclamation points, maybe? Okay, nice.
That's the best answer, I'm not gonna lie. I have not heard a better answer tonight. Nice. No shit.
Yeah. Do they talk like Curly from the Three Stooges?
They communicate with nyuk-nyuks, for sure.
All right. No.
Did I mention there's four guys on this podcast?
All right. We're gonna
All right, you meatheads. Let's get back to it.
Just because we have some more time left.
Oh, sweet.
Do you think humans are good or evil naturally?
Oh. Okay, I can go to the bathroom for this one, right?
If you want. I'm going to say good.
Why?
Ah, shoot.
Oh, is that a one-word answer?
I think that people try, and I don't think that, like, if we observed humans, I would not say maybe we would think they're evil, but I think every individual believes they're good and tries to do the right thing. And trying to do the right thing would make people good, in my opinion. If we had to break it down, that argument, so does that make sense to anyone else?
I was going to counter it with, like, you know, if you believe you're doing good,
There's bad people.
It's your brain deciding what you think is good, I guess.
Yeah, because, like, you could... God damn, I can't believe I'm doing this. I cannot believe... Yes. He already knows it's coming. Like, Hitler probably thought... And we all know he was wrong. But, like, he probably acted in how he thought was good. But right. He's an evil person. So that could be a counter to my own argument, is, like, if everyone thinks they're good and acting good, that wouldn't actually be good because people are still evil. And I might think that people are still evil... trying to be good, but I think that overall progress and stuff like that shows us that, for the most part, most humans are naturally good.
To be honest, I didn't think you were going to a Hitler place.
Where'd you think I was? Oh, you thought I was going to State of Nature?
Yeah.
State of Nature. We were going to break down the argument even farther.
It's like egoism or whatever
well,
it is.
Well, you that's do
the,
your thing.
That's also the basis of it.
Yeah, I'm waiting till
you're
the last.
You're the last.
That's the basis
cleanup
of
hitter?
It.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make Elliot go after you, actually.
That's what he wants to do. Yeah.
So Ken's going after them.
What happened?
So does it have to be good and evil? Can it be good and bad? Can I alter your question?
Sure.
Because I think I think most people human nature tends to be bad.
In what sense?
In just that they are selfish. They are, and maybe it necessarily so in the fact that it's self-preservation. That it's like, okay, I got to get mine. And whenever, and it actually goes to the fear we were talking about before, when something bad happens, and we saw it in the pandemic, people tend to pull back, and they're like, oh, my God, I got to protect my own. And they start snapping out at other people. It's like a scared dog back in a corner. And you just want to say, be better, people. Just think beyond the moment. And I think that I think that's the base feeling of a human. Their reaction is, if you get it down to where they're backed into a corner, they will be bad.
If they'll you don't react back them poorly.
In, they will react poorly.
It's important
poorly.
For Elliot's argument later.
That's fine. Okay, so thank you. They'll react poorly. But if you do not put them in that pressure cooker, then I think they're fine. Then they will actually try to do what Cam said. They'll try to do good. You know, they will. They'll think, oh, they'll at least have the thought, I should help out that guy on the corner who's holding the sign. Mm-hmm. They will say, okay, I'm going to try to be a good person. But if you put them in a pressure cooker situation, I think humanity, and we've seen it not that long ago, where it goes bad. And mm-hmm. it goes bad quickly. Sure. You see people stockpiling toilet paper. You see people stockpiling baby formula now because of what's going on. Because they're scared. And it's just like, well, if you weren't scared, if you just take a step back, I get you're protecting yourself, but think beyond yourself. And that's that selfish aspect. You put it as good and evil. I think evil is another level. I think evil is an active bad. I think if I'm going to be bad and I'm going to go out and project my badness on other people.
So between good and evil, because people try to be good. Mm-hmm. You'd say between good and evil, you'd say people are naturally good.
Good. But
between good and bad,
they're naturally bad
because of the way they react to situations.
If they're put into a situation,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree, I think, okay. Because you've hedged my own question against me. But I will agree to that.
You're welcome. Okay.
I will say that's good.
Okay. So obviously, everybody knows that I'm a very big proponent of psychological egoism. And based on Rob's, admission there, so is he. But
no, not necessarily.
I think the base foundation for everybody's actions is self-interest, and there's no getting past that.
Mm-hmm.
And so good and evil, or good and bad, or whatever we want to call it, good is just something that society has made up more or less because it is the most likely, it's hedging your bet because of mutually assured, you know, benefit.
It's living up to moral standards
is
what good
is. So it's like, you know, it's you're living up to your social contracts mm-hmm. to benefit yourself in the long run because we, you know, as humans, naturally group together to protect ourselves.
And reward people who fulfill those contracts.
Right, it's what a government is. And so, like, a good means that we're going to, you know, uphold those social contracts that we've you know, formed with other people. So I think naturally we want to receive those benefits, so naturally I think we're good.
As opposed to evil.
Which is just following impulse and selfishness. So evil, I think, is the offshoot of not being aware of what can be worked for you, or not necessarily getting the benefits of good action.
So it's all intent between good and evil for you.
Yeah.
Is it a choice to act in a good way or an evil way?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
So per situation?
Yeah, this is the...
So if a person doesn't act on their own behalf to improve their own situation, they are evil.
No. I'm saying, like, evil action... I'm saying evil action is when someone no longer believes in the mutual benefits of the collective good.
It's acting in a selfish manner, almost.
Yeah.
But in a way that harms someone else.
And it's forsaking that collective good.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but between good and bad, would you say bad then? Because of the same argument my dad made earlier.
Yeah, I think bad is like just pure selfishness, and bad is not understanding the bigger picture. In which case,
so
the bigger picture being the collective. No, good is understanding the collective benefit. And bad is just going, fuck the collective benefit. I'm going to do my own thing.
So bad and evil are the same thing in your...
More,
got you.
So a human being, level of magnitude is the only distinction between them.
Human and being walking down the street, not impacted by anything, just dropped onto the planet, good or bad? This
good.
Person. Good? Okay.
Sure.
I
actually kind of refuse to acknowledge that sort of question because good and bad are literally just constructs after the fact.
of the base selfishness. Like
they're made kind of by society, which is like, right. There's an argument you can make of like if someone was out there who was like a feral child, just not paid attention to, was dropped in the woods or whatever, would they grow up to be good or evil? And you would say maybe they'd rob a store for food, but they wouldn't know that the store required payment to get the food. They wouldn't know that, you know? So what's good and evil in that scenario? I think that's the issue with the argument. That's
a base form of humans. There's not good or evil whatsoever. There's like a, like you said, an instinct to survive. That's not necessarily good or evil. It's how we assigned those qualities.
So are most people good or evil? Because you just refuted the main question, naturally good or evil.
Yeah.
Do you think most people are good or evil or bad?
Straight up. I like my own thinking. I think people are just good. Like, I like to think that people are good, so I'm going to keep doing it. That's my own little, I'm aware of my own ignorance there, and I'm going to keep doing it because the alternative will crush me.
Cam, you want to jump in at the end of that?
Never trust anybody again. I think people are good. But then, you know, there's the deviant or the dimension of good, like we talked about with the Hitler idea, mm-hmm. where you think you're doing good, but you're not. But then evil, I think we hear a lot more about evil people, news and all that. Yeah. Like the bad things that happen in the world, they get a lot more play than a lot of the good things that happen in the world. So, but I think that those are those one-off cases.
Which is why it's news, hopefully.
I mean, just overall, there's always a bad apple somewhere, right? But then we got a bunch of great apples without worms in them, and I think that's how it goes. But it is hard to be good based on that whole self-preservation idea, because mm-hmm. you got to do what you got to do at that point. But overall, good, pending a couple of random circumstances.
Yeah. You could be selfish and good. Yeah. You could look out for yourself but never harm anyone else, and I'd say that's still net good, you know?
Yeah.
But all right, last question. What actually makes you a good person?
Hey, welcome to Side B, and we are talking about humanity today. One of the most famous phrases in all of journalism is the phrase, "Oh, the humanity," and it was said when the Hindenburg crashed, 1937, 38, something like that. Anyway, so my question is, would you ride on a Zeppelin?
I love the build up to that.
You like that? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, now I'm sure they've ironed out those issues, you know?
Okay.
They're flying around sporting events. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Goodyear blimp.
Just to do it.
Like, is there a difference between, like, the Goodyear blimp and a Zeppelin, like, in just general construction?
I think the idea is the same, right? Yeah. Just a lot of hydrogen gas. Yeah.
I don't think they use hydrogen anymore.
No. What is it? What are you supposed to use?
Is it helium?
Yes, thank you.
Helium.
A passenger balloon.
Makes more
helium.
Sense,
yeah.
Hold on.
Good.
Thank you, yeah.
You can do that in production.
Can you do a Ralph Wiggum?
Oh, nice.
Who?
Good throwback.
It's the last episode. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. You know what?
Yeah. Cut it. Cut that.
So the idea of the going slowly in a big balloon doesn't bother you?
No.
Okay. Well, I am a little...
Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm a little frustrated by the concept of a Zeppelin in general is just really annoying to me. The sheer size of a Zeppelin and the amount of like space that actual humans get to ride around in, really annoying to me. I don't know why. I've always been pissed off about that. I don't know. You know,
is
it's so weird.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, I don't get pissed off about many tiny little insignificant things.
I'm going to call you on that one. I think it's exactly the opposite.
I think we have that on record. Yeah, a lot of those.
Yes. I didn't have anything to follow up on. That was just my bit.
I guess. Fair enough.
Saying something completely untrue.
I'm waiting for Rob's counterpoint to whatever the question was.
And what was the question, Cam?
Would you ride on a Zeppelin?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for you're like, well, did you know that
did
this
you
happened?
Know?
That's what I was waiting for.
Well, I prefaced it with
Welcome
it. Did you
childhood.
Know this happened? Yeah. Yes, that's Chris's childhood.
Well, would you say the same thing after I tell you this?
You really did just bury the lead in like the worst way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I always have to do it the other way at work. And so it's nice to bury the lead every once in a while. Have a nice little ceremony for it. You guys had mentioned.
Why is Rob funny today?
Side A, side A, it was mentioned actually a couple times in passing how you guys would or would not live forever. Cam, you said yes. I think your quote was, yes, I'd take that pill.
I'd take that pill.
And Elliot, you pretty much said, I don't have the quote, but it was like, I don't plan to be here long.
This is, yeah, I think this. I said I live fast.
Right.
In which case, the follow-up
was, I don't plan to be
die
here.
Young. Yeah.
Yeah, live fast, die young, and have a good-looking corpse. I know,
yeah,
I get
so
it.
So, like, have a good time, not a long time, you know? Yeah.
So the question is, how long do you want to live?
Want to live?
Want to live?
162. 165.
Right. You want me to do the math? Get you to the year?
No, I just want to live long enough. And I don't, I'm with Elliot. We're on the fast and hot living thing.
fast and hot, baby.
Fast and hot, baby.
You gotta live fast and hot. But I don't,
I don't know how.
I don't have the most confidence in my longevity as far as life is concerned.
What?
It's working around that. Because I live fast, like Elliot said.
And hot.
But you live
hot. I live hot more than fast.
Does hot make you live less?
I like to think
so. I'm not going
to
dignify that. Two different answers.
Okay.
But no, I think that people often leave life with regrets. And I don't think it would take me very long into an elderly life, if that makes sense, where I'm old, can't move as well, to be like, nah, I'm done here. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think it would take a little longer than maybe the natural course of things. So that's why I'm saying like 140 to 160. Give me a range of areas. I think it would only take that about that long.
Yeah, modern technology, you know, being what it is, and we talked about that a lot on Side A, you know, I could see myself being a little bit more spry due to that later in life. But seriously, like as soon as I'm not able to do, like to bend down and pick up my keys when I drop them, inevitably, which will happen, drop a lot of stuff. Something the listener doesn't know about me.
Now they do.
You're a thing dropper?
This guy drops stuff. Drop a lot of stuff.
On purpose or just by accident?
Obviously not on purpose.
I don't know. You seem like a guy who always tests himself. I'm going to see if I can pick this up. Because if I can't pick this up, I'm going to check out.
You're right, yeah.
It's a life check.
And honestly, not the most outrageous thing that could guess about me. I would
okay. You're like, hey, drop this. Is this the end?
Existential questions every
Before
moment of my day.
Before he picks it up, he's just like, getting out of my car at the studio today, I was just like, oh, I only have a good 5 years left.
Hey, how old are you?
23.
Four.
I'm 24 now.
Yes, that's right. Because that's 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I also think it's funny, and I'm just going to jump in, is I'm the same as Elliot, where it's like, oh, as soon as I can't do anything, might as well kill me, you know? But as soon as I get to that point where I can't do anything, I'm sure I'll be like, oh, no, please don't kill me yet, you know? Like, I'll still be scared.
I want, yeah.
As
I want
everyone
it,
is. Of
I
want
to, like, just hire a contract killer so there's, like, no way I can stop them, you know? And as soon as they see this, like, this key thing where I'm like, can't bend down and get his keys, huh? So long, old friend.
The contract killer's following you around until he sees you fail to pick up keys, and he's like, "This is it."
And I just like, I can't quite get there. Get back up, and I go. It's been nice. I look behind me. I just go.
You see a little red dot on your chest, like, and you're like, "Okay,
okay." No, but seriously, I just like I don't know.
What's the year limit? You gotta give me something. You gotta hit him something.
I don't know. 70.
What? 70.
Well, okay, this is interesting. This is interesting because, like, my grandpa, who is 84, is spry as shit. Same. That guy could pick up 8 sets of keys at once, you know? He's very spry. Like, he's still, like, moving around really well.
That's only, like, 10 more years on my dad over here.
Yeah, I know.
He's
Rob
still
is
pretty spry.
74, 75 now, aren't you, Rob?
And, modern technology is amazing.
Yeah, it's a marvel.
He wasn't 75.
My grandpa, Papa Luther, real spry. So, you know, could be 85, you know? Who knows? And also, I am totally up to the understanding that my wants and needs will probably change once I have kids and grandkids and whatnot. If, you know,
you are so
if that ever happens to me. Yeah.
That's a big aha.
Hey, let us live in this ignorance for now.
No, that's fine. It's fun to watch. It's fun to sit back.
I don't
and
know
eat the
how clearly I can tell you that I obviously want to be unhappy, Rob.
I get that because you
playlist.
You have made for yourself picking up keys as the the limit of your spryness.
Are you worthy of living?
Yes. That's where I can't pick up keys, but Papa Luther can.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Papa Luther.
Like maybe so you should get one of those grabbers.
You know what the worst part is that at the beginning the keys weren't the end all be all.
Yeah.
But now that we've made it a bit, I'm obviously
and the way you describe your point also.
Yeah. But like I get now it. That the fact that if I die for a bit, that's the dream.
I will.
That's the dream.
That's the bit. That's the part of the dream.
That's the dream.
I will tell you if you die, I will be very sad if I'm still around. But if I learned that you died and your hand is reaching for a set of keys, I will laugh at your funeral.
Please do. I want everybody to be laughing at my funeral.
Good, same.
I hope
same.
I live such a life of like joy and entertainment. Happiness. Yeah,
I gotcha.
You should film something for your funeral before you die. You should film like a stand-up routine.
So good. I like film it now. You know. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Film it when you're young, like, spry, hey, and hot.
And you start it with, "I know I'm dead," but, and then you just go off on like a stand-up routine.
Just roast everyone.
Boom, no, because by the time you guys go, the technology will have advanced in media production. You could project onto the casket, and you can probably do it now, and make it look like you are actually sitting up from the casket.
Oh, absolutely, you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Man,
but
Mike,
it's so real. I mean, so you don't see the casket still closed. You could. So, oh my God, wouldn't that be hilarious?
That'd be so funny. That would be my one dying wish.
You're like facing the casket as you're giving your stand-up routine.
Yeah,
that'd be beautiful.
That'd be hilarious, yeah. Wouldn't it?
And just be like, I got you. I got your ass.
I just wanted to party.
I'm still dead. Get back in your seats. I have something to say.
Then you crawl back in.
Yeah. Can happen now, though.
There you go.
That technology does exist.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
There you go. So glad I could help. Cam?
I thought you were going to say something like they wouldn't have the technology to play that outdated format of whatever the video might be on.
That's true.
He did have some last words, but unfortunately he left it on a thumb drive.
We don't have that anymore. Yeah. We've surpassed USB drives for...
What are thumbs?
We don't know what a thumb drive
is. What are thumbs?
Human evolution went past the one thing that separates us.
Yeah,
other than you know, our brains and stuff.
Yeah. It's a space bar. That's all we use that fucking thing for. So,
anymore.
You don't text with your thumbs?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
How do you throw the Pokeball in Pokemon Go?
I don't. Pokebo go.
That's a specific to you thing, man.
I don't Pokebo go anywhere.
I don't Pokebo go
kids
anywhere
in,
either.
Kids in 2016
anyway,
would lift that.
Wrong thumbs. I'm surprised I'm here now, for Christ's sakes. But if I had to call a year, I'd say 77, just because it's a good couple sevens. I like
guys,
that.
You're dying so young.
No kidding.
I'll be lucky to get there, I'm pretty sure. If I had to be like kept alive by machines and like handfuls of pills, like I get like a multivitamin, that's cool. But if I'm having to take a lot of crap, I think I got to... I don't want to check out, but it's like, oh, what? Come on. I can't even keep myself alive without the assistance of pharmaceuticals, then what's the deal?
You ready for a hot take? I think we should give our grandparents more grace on being just crazy people because they take like 6 pills in the morning and 6 pills at lunch. Could you imagine if you were doing that? Like at 24, you'd be out of your mind. Yeah. You'd be in prison or something, you know?
I'm pretty sure I'd just... They just call us like rave kids.
Yeah.
I take less than three ibuprofens a week.
How many?
Less than 3 ibuprofens a week.
Okay. And these guys are taking 6 at lunch, you know? Ridiculous. Are you going to answer this question?
You take less.
Also, I'd like to live forever in the Highlander sense.
Where you kill other people to live forever?
Or they cut my head off and I die. So there's a way out.
Okay.
Because when you said I'd take that pill to live forever, I didn't realize your forever was 77.
natural life.
His ideal is ideally how long?
How long do
you want to live? Perfect life.
It's like how long do you want to live?
Oh, forever. Then if it's a Highlander situation.
Oh, so beyond 77.
Yeah, naturally I'll go at 77. But if there's an option to go beyond that forever, it sounds pretty good.
These last 3 minutes. Yeah. These last 3 minutes are just void. Then
like, you know, Cam
wasn't your answer.
Cam's going to edit it out. So you want to ask it again? So it sounds like it's a nice smooth transition.
That's my favorite, is hearing you fuck up and then you just like click.
I don't think I fucked up. There's different
You just answered a cool little question that you had in your head.
I was over here daydreaming, having a good time.
While we're at it, I mean, Cam is our producer. We should give him more respect.
Absolutely. That guy's awesome.
No.
I awesome refuse.
Do not.
No. This guy's been doing double duty for us, so I...
Yes, that's true.
As he's laughing out my compliment. This guy's amazing.
I'm all right.
Daddy, you gonna answer the question?
I will. Okay. I would want to live as long as possible. I don't want to be kept alive by machines. But to your Grayson and Elliot's point, and Cam, a little yours too, when you're talking about you not
Which
being
one?
Able
Assuming
to,
I made a point.
Whichever point it was you had in there. When you say you can't do things for yourself and you can't, one of my fears is it's called locked in disease where you can't communicate with anybody outside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't. That would absolutely suck, but your brain is going a million miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And along those lines, I'll just give you one name, and it may change. I don't know or not. Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Progressively, he could not do anything for himself. Arguably the smartest human in our lifetimes and many lifetimes.
That started before
it did.
Disability, though.
No, absolutely it did. It progressively went on, but even after he couldn't do anything for himself,
he still gave his gifts to humanity.
Exactly,
but he had the
because
gift
he found
was
a way
still there.
That's exactly,
like,
but
if
he couldn't.
You are not the smartest man ever,
but you can still you give some. Things. That's what I'm saying. But maybe that's why I say when you get to a certain point, maybe that's why I'm saying I don't want to necessarily die at 77 or 70 or whatever. You know, it's just like it's because
below the life expectancy.
Because in my head, well, it's not too. Cam's pretty close for men. I think it's like 79
Ben
or 80.
Ben is dropping also, which is scary.
So I'm saying...
As
but,
a man, I understand that.
Yeah. Exactly, but you're thinking... We're also rational thinkers, and so I know that we would all sit there and go, I bet there's something else tomorrow I can do. I wonder what I can do tomorrow. And it's that tomorrow I want to live for. And until I can... Unless I ever get to that point where there is no tomorrow that I care about, or just rationally and intellectually think about, then I'm thinking, okay... Maybe I should consider my time on the planet is done. I can go ahead and say that was good as long as my kids are fine. But it's like long as there's something, and I think we all have that in us. It's like, what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? And that's
what
I'd be.
What about tomorrow?
A Huda Media Production.